UFO in Medford. castle, inching closer each century, crumbling castle.
Everyone, let's talk music. Behind me right now is the ever peaceful Tonto's Expanding Headband with River Song. Released in 1971, Tonto stands for the Original New Timbrel Orchestra, and it is all done on one big analog synthesizer. And well, actually, the voice is not. There is someone singing that's not just made with synthesizer, but it is processed through Tonto. Very cool album. Very cool piece of very early electronic music. 1971. Can you believe that? It's at a university in Canada. I don't remember off the top of my head which one, but that's where it is now. If you want to visit it. If you do want to visit it, take me with you. Oh my god, that'd be so cool. That last set was a bunch of newer music. Several bands that I was lucky to see in concert. The previous group was an all-girl band from Australia called Stonefield. The song was In the Eve off of their 2018 album Far From Earth. I have a funny story about them. When I saw them, they have a song called Stranger, which has the line, "Stranger, I'm in love with you." And one of the sisters, I won't say which, this was back in 2017, I'm not sure I remember which. I do. But she made eye contact with me for the whole song. And, oh man, with lyrics like that, I was just like, wow, is she trying to say something? And years later, like, this was maybe like 2020, 2021, they had a Reddit AMA. And I asked them, I was like, hey, listen, I don't expect any of you to remember this, but in concert, when you played Stranger and one of you made eye contact with me for the whole show, were you hitting on me? And one of them responded, and they're like, yeah, probably. And I just feel like that's one of the biggest missed opportunities of my life. That, but that's a different story. Before that was Kikagaku Moyo with Monaka, and Kikagaku Moyo. Actually, I've seen both of them in concert twice. But I will never see Kikagaku Moyo again, and I hope to see Stonefield soon. I think more than one of the sisters is married to someone in King Gizzard. They're on the same label, and I saw them open for King Gizzard twice. And my goodness, Kikagaku Moyo, wonderful band. The song was Monaka, and I'm so heartbroken I will never be able to see them again. They were an incredible, incredible, incredibly psychedelic live act. And before that was King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Crumbling Castle off of their 2017 album Polygon Dwanaland. I think that was the fourth out of five albums they released that year, but I might be wrong. And the cool thing about that album is that they released it completely open, open license. So a bunch of different record labels released copies of it. And because it was just open, all the album art open source, all the music open source, you name it. So I don't think that the version that I played today was the official one. I have a couple copies of that album, but really, really, really cool album art, and very cool, you know, vinyl disc wax coloring. So just really, really neat. Very cool that they did that too, and they just let people make money off of their album. They're like, yeah, we're releasing five this year, we don't need to make money on that one. Cool move, King Giz. That's also their most progressive rock album, in my humble opinion. And over the weekend, I saw a group called Ming Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, which is a Berklee ensemble, a Berklee School of Music ensemble, all students there playing the music of King Gizzard. And it's named Ming Gizzard because Mingus, the jazz cat, is the mascot of Berklee. So Ming Gizzard, there you go. Really, really well done show too. Like, very professional, sounded really tight, and I've never, and it was at City Winery, so it was all seated, but I've never headbanged that hard while sitting, and I would love to see them standing up sometime. It was really weird hearing some of those songs and not moshing to them. Before that, the Moody Blues with The Best Way to Travel, Thinking. Cool, very cool. And before that was Pink Floyd with Have a Cigar. If you want to save yourself some money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's nickel magnesium hydrogen batteries last longer, that's NIMH, batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? Message from all of your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And, you know, these PSAs work. I read that one week, and then, not the next week, but soon after, I went out and I got myself rechargeable batteries, and I have to say, I got a pack of four rechargeable AAs. I've charged them several times. You know, Xbox controllers go right through batteries, so, yeah, and it's really nice not having to, like, because disposing of batteries, too, like, there's a right way to do it. You don't just want to put them in the trash, so having rechargeable ones, not only is it cheaper because I don't have to buy new batteries constantly, but I also don't have a pile of old used batteries piling up until I can bring them to a battery disposal place. That's my two cents. Get some rechargeable batteries. They're good for the earth. They're good for you. Good for your wallet. Don't eat them. Batteries are not good for you. That was my ramble. It's 7:36. I'm 2 hours, almost two. I'm 2 hours and 36 minutes in. Almost there, got another 25 minutes of music. It looks like I talked through that whole song. It is a really cool song. I'd highly recommend that. Tonto's Expanding Headband. And coming up next, I'm going to have to figure that out, to be completely honest. I thought I was going to not talk the whole time. But I've got some good songs to finish off the hour with. Thank you for joining me on this journey. My name is Mellow Max, and my radio show is highly recommended, full of music that I recommend highly. And, ooh, this is another good song. Yeah. Tonto's Expanding Headband. Very cool. Huge analog synthesizer. I feel like I had something else to say. That's a scary thought. I've probably said it. Anyway, enjoy Tonto, and then we'll move on to the closer. Oh yeah, I've said it every other time that I've talked, but all vinyl. Woo! Let's go. Doing it old school this week. That's all.
see in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. We would be warm below the storm in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. Shout and swim about the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me, no one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
I love the sound of breaking glass. Deep into the night, yeah.
on drugs. My mother didn't like her. She'd never peel the spuds. So we took out together and stayed at Mrs. Smith's. Breakfast at 7:30 when you can hear this. The moon was full and in our window I could see her turning in her bed. I was love but all in limbo. There was time to pass but not to spend. Soon I saw that this was silly, spending all my wages on this beach when we could sit so his car. My father seemed to like her. He couldn't see the harm in going out together to see the pier and lights so we could be together in separate beds tonight.
Love. magic woman. I've got a black magic woman, got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman, she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You just might pick up my magic sticks.
This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That last song was iRobot. The last song was Santana with Black Magic Woman. The one behind me now is iRobot by the Alan Parsons Project. Before Santana was Three Dog Night with One. Before that was Squeeze with Separate Beds off of their, I love this album, but it's Argy Bargy from 1981. Before that, Nick Lowe with I Love the Sound of Breaking Glass. And just before that, the Beatles with Octopus's Garden. And that's just about the end of my show. The next DJ will be coming in shortly, I believe. And that's all I've got. So we'll see you guys next week, 7 to 8 p.m. for Highly Recommended with Mellow Max. I'm not going to be able to do that.